what each stage is, very specific. She's much more concrete in her description of it, so it's a much more descriptive level for each. I think with the original scale, there was a little bit of ambiguity to it, but since she gave 10 solid descriptions of each, I think until you maybe like the 9s and the 10s, there's a little bit, you know, at that very high end, but for going up through that, she does a nice job of describing what each stage is going to be. Let's see. So the conceptual level scale provided a static, kind of separate view of self and other object representations. So really we were looking at self, other, and we're trying to, you know, just get a very static, this is self, this is other. We don't want a lot of me and mom and me, and you know, that provided a lot of confusion with it was, is this her or is this me in it? So let's see. Quality and complexity of these object representations are assessed independently and as separate entities. So we were just looking at separate, you know, just kind of ones over here, ones over here. The DR scale, however, assesses self and object representations within the context of the reciprocal relationship. So in this scale, it's assuming that there are going to be aspects maybe of how I'm describing you and me and vice versa. Because it's looked at as they both kind of develop together. So, you know, how well within that am I still a solid person even though I may bring up my mom in it? Or is she still a, you know, very complex kind of representation even though I might, you know, talk within the context? Because I think we had a little bit of trouble towards the end with that where there would be a little bit of discussion about some experience that I've had with my mom within it. But in this, it's, you know, almost assuming like that's normal. Your view of your mother is going to be kind of in the context of this interpersonal relationship you have. The DR scale emphasizes the idea that a sense of self-development within the context of social situations, self-definition, and interpersonal relatedness are not considered to be mutually exclusive, but developing in a reciprocal relationship to one another. So it creates a more dynamic relational view of the process. So that would be kind of where it diverges from the Kleinian theory into a little bit more of a relational view of how these identities are developed. Okay, so the levels of the DR scale. At the lower end of the scale, representations may be rigid and inflexible. Descriptions may consist of all-encompassing affective descriptors, such as just stating, you know, bad, caring. So those would be those like one answer words we get, where it's just very bland, and I believe that's stage 2 in this scale, just, you know, all-encompassing and global. It could also be a sense of being overwhelmed, so if somebody kind of refuses to, at level 2, answer, you know, like, I can't talk about this, or my mother passed away, this is very difficult for me, I think was actually an example in one of the assignments I just recently did. That would be a 2. You know, the task is just too overwhelming. There's, you know, saying, I can't deal with it. Or limited in global time frame. So if they're using kind of black and white thinking, in fact, that, you know, it's always this way, he's always this way, I'm always this way, you're never this way. So at that very lower end, it's just going to be like the much more basic, non-descriptive descriptives, if that makes sense, and also the all endeavors.
How are you defining the lower end? Or is that
1, 2, 3. I mean, I'll go through, you know, a little bit of each stage, but that would be, you know, like the 1 through maybe 3, and then the upper end would be, you know, the 8s, 9s, and 10s.
Oh, so maybe 4.
Yeah. I think like 4 is polarized view, is like really good, really bad. So these levels of representation progress and become more integrative at the higher ends of the scale. So higher representations, like your 7s, 8s, 9s, and up to 10, may include references to multiple affective states. So when somebody, even in like a string of things, is able to recognize that mom or self have multiple different feelings, you know, it can be like this, this, and this, not just one thing. And integration of past and present experiences. So if they're able to say, you know, she was like this, but is currently like this, or to kind of place something, a description within a time frame. So right now I'm currently like this, as I believe it is. 6, and then if they're able to, you know, past and present, it kind of becomes a 7, a little bit of change. References to future possibilities, so at the, you know, 9-10 level, you can say, you know, in the future I would like to, you know, they see themselves, or their sense of self on a continuum, you know, I've come from here, this is where I am, but in the future I might change my opinion about this, or as I have more experiences, I'm going to kind of accommodate them. And I realize that I'm a changing person, or, you know, my view of my mother may change in light of new things. Let's see, a sense of choice would also be like at the 9 or the 10, where they realize that they have, you know, a sense of autonomy, and that they may be able to influence their own sense of self by changing certain things. And a growing awareness of the reciprocal influences of relationships on a sense of self and other. So kind of be able to realize that my mom and I interact like this, I bring this to the table and she brings this, and that's why, you know, we have this type of relationship. So, you know, they realize that each are separate entities, but together, you know, they kind of create.
Mutual reciprocal influences.
So, level one. Now, her names are a little screwy. I kind of liked the original scale. It was a much more concrete. These get a little bit lengthy, so there's no nice internal, external, or physical to it, but self-other boundary compromise, but with a physical sense to it. So an example might be, my upstairs neighbor watches my dreams on her TV at night when I'm asleep.
So that's psychotic, right?
Yeah.
That's where, when we talk about merger today, in today's lecture, that's merger. The person's merged with the other, and so it's a psychotic response. You don't know where the person ends and the other person begins. It's a complete symbiosis.
Two, self-other boundaries, confusion, but with an intellectual or an affective. So this would be that kind of very global description. So she's a worried or unhappy person. Or else also that kind of the stage where they're just kind of themselves overwhelmed by the task. So, you know, it's just too much for me.
You're saying like those one, we were saying like those one word responses might fall into that category.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting. So what we could have scored for, you know, a 5 on the last scale may be a 2 on
That's what I was going to say. Something like if we just said, like, depressed, would that, or is that going to elevate? So
I think that would fall in there.
That would? Okay.
That's just a very, you know, generic kind of global, you know, view of themselves.
Another article, so feelings and thoughts are amorphous, undifferentiated, or confused. So I guess those one word responses could fall into that. A single global impressionistic quality. So depressed, I think, would fall into that.
So like these descriptions reflect a sense of being lost and unformed, undefined, affective, cognitive experiences rather than a sense of agency. So, like, very little self-reflection. Three would be the nice little Kahushan example of self-other mirroring. So, responses here, I don't think we saw too many of them, but, like, she looks just like me, or I have one just like it, where when they're talking, I mean, this one I think might reflect a little more in the other descriptions, but if they're constantly making, you know, a favorable or a similar comparison, you know, between themselves and somebody else.
Yeah, like the
Yeah, so I mean, that would be an example. Or I'm just like my parents. Or, you know, we're talking about the mom, she likes this, so do I. Or she's like this, and I'm like that, too.
But what about, like, my mother's just like my father? Because it has to be self-parenting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So four would be self-other idealization or denigration. So these would be those kind of really polarized experiences, like the best mother in the world, if somebody only has these great glowing things to say, or else a real jerk. So, you know, my dad's a dick. Like, I think that was one we had, or he's an asshole, or, you know, like that very kind of, not just
all bad or all good.
But I mean, and it's not like the two where it's kind of bland, like it's very, you know, like they're there.
Outrageous.
Like, yeah, like you sense their anger, or, you know, like they're...
It also can be positive.
Yeah, or, you know, at the very extreme end, like, I think you've seen a couple where, you know, like, it's almost like they couldn't say anything bad about mom.
Yeah.
She's the greatest mother in the world.
Mm-hmm.
She, you know, the really polarized or idealized images as well.
What about something like, he's dead to me?
He's dead.
That was the one that we had. Remember, I think it was the one. It's on the other scale.
Didn't it just say dead to me?
Yeah.
So you're asking to be like
a... I think that'd be more boundary confusion. I don't know.
Because that, again, like, is the kind of refusal of the task.
Yeah, level two on one page, it says, these descriptions reflect a sense of being lost, undefined, affective cognitive experiences, such as refusing to answer.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that would fall in that category.
That would be two, you said?
There is, I know, even though it's a double pass 14, they'll be... I think it's good to look at, there's a page after each on each level, and it's pretty, it's a little bit detailed also.
So what I may do is, until we go through the examples, maybe I can, of the week, I'm like cut and paste, like, the explanations, and I'll send it as a separate document, so then...
That'd be great, like a cheat sheet.
So let's see, at level 5 is the semi-differentiated scale, so at this place it would be something like he's a genius or he's also a real idiot. So they're being able to kind of give two maybe contrasting statements. They don't really develop them. But
and also they're at the extremes.
But they're able to recognize. So I mean also like with, you know, when they give you like a string of different things, if you know you're noticing there's some, you know, like differences in them, but they haven't really developed it, you know, they say that they have an understanding of. So that would be the level 6 is where her names start getting ridiculous and no longer catchy. Emergent ambivalent constancy, or cohesion, and an emergent sense of related, or sense of relatedness. So at this stage, it's kind of like the next step of it, basically. Like, not only do they have some contrasting things, but they're at least able to kind of add a little bit more, like, verbalize, you know, some effect on them. So my mom is very understanding, but she can also get on my nerves. So, I mean, they've just developed it just a little bit more. So instead of not even, you know, like, they've noticed a contradiction versus maybe just making contradictory statements and just kind of letting them out. 7 is the consolidated, constant, or stable self and others in unilateral relationships. So this is kind of a cause and effect stage. So they don't, you know, go into maybe an in-depth description, but they're able to recognize, you know, I do this when this happens. So when I'm feeling anxious, I laugh. So they're at least able to kind of have this, I guess, stable sense of self where they're being a little bit more reflective on it. So they have these, you know, kind of behaviors when they act in a certain way, the, you know, cognitive affective schemata, they know that they're most likely to act in a certain manner, you know, given a certain situation. 8 would be a cohesive, individuated, empathetically related self and other. So my mother is demanding but fair. Although she can be annoying at times, I know she has my best interests at heart. So they have a pretty good, you know, description or ideal of what mother is like in relation to themselves. So, you know, they're able to, you get a good sense that, you know, they're both separate people and she has, you know, a little bit more than just a behavioral understanding of how her mother is or how they interact together. You know, there isn't that reciprocity, you know, she's not discussing how she's acting with the mom at the same point, only to be a little bit higher, but she at least knows that her mother does this, this is how she reacts. They're both, you know, fairly separate. And there's also the empathetical understanding of how her mother is in this statement. 9 is reciprocally related, integrative, unfolding self and other. So this one got a little bit long and...
No examples.
I started to, and they were like slides onto themselves because you need some more sentences. What was this one?
There's a little description here. It's like a, I mean, I'll give an extra addendum to that definition. Cohesive sense of self and others in reciprocal relationships that transform both the self and the other. Oh, that's what you mean.
So I guess this would be like I had just kind of given a generic description earlier, but you know, like my mother is, you know, maybe my mother is a reflective person who, you know, is a really good listener. I'm an expressive person who enjoys talking, and so I mean, you know, we have these nice long conversations together because each of, you know, our own way of being kind of complements each other. So we're separate, we each bring something to the table, and we have a product because of that.
What about if it's not comparable? Like, you know, I'm a very, I like to have conversations. My mom's not really that talkative, but when we get together, we don't really have that great conversation, but we...
Yeah, I mean, so you still realize you're each, you know, autonomous individuals with your own stuff, and when you bring it together, something happens, and, you know, you're able to recognize that maybe you're frustrated at the end, and she's frustrated.
In reality, we're not looking to get that much of a clear-cut response, because that wasn't the way it was presented.
They're the same response as follow-up
inquiry. It's not going to be like, and then she, and then mine.
Those will be rare.
Well, maybe, I mean, also a sense, you know, like, he has these values, I have that, and we disagreed a lot, you know, like, you have a final outcome from, you know, what you kind of brought into it. So, I mean, it is going to be at least, you know, you need a sentence or two, you know, kind of, and the longer responses, a one-word answer isn't going to get you there. But I also don't think that a lot of people are always at this kind of higher level, you know, or think that way.
Does there have to be two people, or can... the person described themselves in this integrating 49. Like, I was just thinking, like, oh, I laugh when I get anxious, but sometimes I cry.
I mean, I think it happens to some incorporation of the other.
Some
are two people.
Mom and dad, like, for the self description. But I mean, people talk about their careers, their work, they bring up other people or, you know, other contacts, like, within it. So, I mean, that would also, you know, technically be, you know, the self within a social, you know, situation. So,
but we're using the exact same responses that you've already coded, applying this coding system to them.
But, I mean, definitely there were a lot of responses, you know, where people did bring up, like, others that, you know, weren't necessarily mom and dad.
And they might have been penalized in the other system, but in this system they're not going to be penalized necessarily.
Yeah, like, one element might actually elevate the score.
Right. So what we're encouraging you guys to do is to forget about everything you learned about the previous coding system. Just pretend you never learned it. Mm-hmm. You want to do a memory wipe.
A what?
Memory wipe.
Men in Black.
Yeah.
Huh?
The Men in Black.
That's what the laser pointer is. Just, you know, can be a moment.
Yeah, let me do that.
Okay, and then the 10, the gold standard of...
which is what we all are in here.
Or at our best therapeutic process, at our best moments maybe.
Yes.
But an integrative, creative construction of self and other in empathically and reciprocally attuned relationships. So she only gives one example of this in there, but this is basically the... these examples would include the... sense of future and choice. That things are not only, I don't only have this effect on other people and they on me, but, you know, a sense that this may change in the future. So the fact that, you know, nothing is kind of set in stone, so it's, you know, the more fluid aspect of it. So, you know, ask me again in 6 months and I may give you a completely different answer. You know, that type of response.
You're not going to have very many, if any, tens. I'll just tell you that right now.
I'm trying to go through, like, those responses.
Yeah, you know, so it's the idea that the idea of self and other, you know, is constantly evolving. So,
what do you guys think?
I think it makes sense.
Yeah, very much so.
I think it'll be mentioned. It will have higher reliability. But I think it might take a lot of getting used to it.
It's definitely a different way of reading these responses and putting on a different, you know, set of expectations.
What's the third? Is this the only other scale we're using?
No, there's one other one. Mentalization.
Jeff's going to present on this. That's his thing.
Yeah.
Versus DET.
Yeah. Don't expect a PowerPoint from me.
Yeah, but you have it all in here, so...
He's mentalized.
I hope.
Mentalization.
Yes.
So
mentalize the coding system.
For this coming week, are we going to just take some from here for now and just send
yeah,
out an assignment?
Yeah, I think
everyone?
Maybe we can do one or two right now. Just
yeah,
I mean ones that you have answers to. Should we do one? Let's do one and see what we how we do. Melissa, you're very quiet tonight. You're all right?
All right, so this is a trip possibly. Go get my parents back.
What?
I said, I guess this is a good time for me to go get my parents back.
Go get your what?
I have to leave early.
Oh, you got to leave, that's right. Thank you so much for this. This is really helpful. Very well prepared.
I had an intern last night.
Oh, nice. Oh, you did a nice job.
Thank you.
Say hi to your parents for me.
I will.
Which airport?
JFK.
So we'll talk about sending it
out. Okay, yeah, so you guys, if you just decide how many you want to send, I'll just cut and paste them and send them.
Well, how many did we do the first time we were doing the conceptual? Was it 10 or
20?
I think we did 10 the first time.
Yeah, I mean.
I think 10 would be good for this first time.
Yeah, let's do
that. I think
that.
There's maybe a total of 30 to 35 examples of the manual, and then I have a couple extra from other sources where Brad and I were back writing on it and gave some descriptions.
Oh, nice.
They wrote about your actual one?
No, they were just publishing something else, comparing scales with, and writing about the DR scales.
Do you remember what paper that was?
I don't.
Okay.
It may even be the book chapter that they had published or that was published on the cover.
Yeah.
Okay, so I...
Oh, is this the one here? Is this the one that I was looking at before with you?
It had them in the matrix, like, compared.
Like, if you go towards here...
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, those, so those have a bunch of examples in it, too.
Was that a paper I gave you guys?
I believe
you
so.
Have, yeah.
You give this... The cover?
Yeah.
I just want to take a look. Oh, okay.
So that has a bunch of...
Yeah, in the back they have like...
Wow. Yep.
Two sponsors that are coded with multiple systems.
2001. Yep. All right.
All right.
We'll try to soldier on without you.
All right. I leave you incapable.
Okay, thanks, Chris.
So yeah, I'll just read one. I mean, I guess I'll just say. This is for a father description. My father, about...
Which page do you want, by the way?
Oh, do you want to look at it as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Page 28.
Okay, but they're not supposed to look.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm not going to really respond because I kind of have an idea of what grade
it
is. Okay, my father, about 5'10". Do I have to describe him physically? He has a little belly, a big belly rather, can get very angry, can be fun. Oh yeah, he has brownish gray hair and green eyes and wears glasses. Wouldn't it be easier to tape this? Did you write that down? He's a father of five other children also. That's all to describe him. He has, and then there's a question, so I'll just keep reading. He has trouble controlling his anger. Sometimes he takes it out on other people, either verbal or physical. I used to have a lot of fun with him. I used to joke about with him. I mean, he has his times when he can be serious, but sometimes he's fun. Like, there are times when you know you can kid with him, and other times when you don't fuck with him at all.
Oh, you're not even looking at the scale.
It was up there. Okay.
That's only 4, 5, and 6. It's a 10-point scale.
One year was 6.
I gave it a 5.
You didn't bring your.
No, I have it right here.
Okay. Well, look at all the anchor points.
Okay.
I gave it a 5.
I thought you said we couldn't look at it.
No, you can't look at the answers.
Oh.
But I do want you to look at the anchor points. That's on page, what, 14?
Yeah.
Yeah, page 14, table 1.
Okay.
So really look at that carefully and think about it. Think about what this might be.
Can you read the sentence again? We used to have fun, but
I used to have a lot of fun with him. I used to joke about with him. I mean, he has his times when he can be serious, but sometimes he's fun.
If we would roll up or roll down, round up, So, like, to me that really sounds like 5, but there's like this hint of 6. So,
right.
If there's a hint, do you defer and round up?
I guess you're trying to find which level most encompasses it. Yeah, I mean, I see the same with the 5, there's like the manifest external features maybe, focus on external features is 5. That's what I'm looking at something different, but I mean, there's a big description of the physical external features, but at the same time, I don't know how dramatic the qualities are, if they aren't so, I think,
He says,
do you have like a specific question?
I get where you're from. Yes, like, are we rounding up? So, to me, that most of those things sounded like a 5, serious at times, but sometimes fun. That's just like the example of he's a genius, but he's also a real idiot.
He says on page 13 that final score given to the description reflects the lowest score is broken on the next.